Okay, in Isaac's life here in Genesis chapter 21 and verse number 3, we see that Abraham called the name of his son, of a son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare unto him, Isaac. And so this is where Isaac was, the birth of Isaac there. And then down in verse number 31 tells us where it is. And wherefore he called that place Beersheba, because there they swear, both of them. So between the birth of Isaac and this time that he made this covenant or agreement or swearing with Abimelech was after he had gone over there to Gerar again. So this is where Beersheba had to do with water. I may have that in later in my notes as to what the name actually means. I think I do.
Well of the earth.
Yes, it had to do with the water, the well of the water. Okay. So then our next spot is back up to Jerusalem. Now remember, this we're looking at a close-up of the Dead Sea here. So Jerusalem's just at about the top of the Dead Sea. But Genesis chapter 22 was the time when Abraham was asked to sacrifice his son Isaac. And had to have been a very traumatic time for him. It came to pass that after these things that God had tempted Abraham and said unto him, Abram, and he said, behold, here am I. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I shall tell thee there of. So he rose up and went. All right. One of the things that often, you know, I don't know, maybe it doesn't dawn on you, but it always dawns on me. Here it is. Abram's just a man like us. And it says here that it came to pass that God spoke to him and called out his name, and Abraham talked to him. Can you imagine that? I mean, having God talk to you. Was it through a dream? It doesn't say. Was it in a vision? It doesn't say. Was God actually audibly talking to him? He's just sitting there under the tree watching his sheep or whatever, and all of a sudden God speaks out of nowhere and says, Abraham. Yeah, yeah, where are you? Yeah, I don't know. But, that, you know, there's a lot of those examples in the Bible, and it, you know, ought to catch our attention there. But here God told him to go and sacrifice his son. And God was checking with him to see, I mean, he could tell Abraham dearly loved his son, but he wanted Abraham to love him more than his son. And what a reminder to us that God wants us to love him supremely. Just this morning I was pondering a verse in Proverbs that talked about the fear of the Lord and how that the fear of the Lord results in wisdom. And as I pondered the fear of the Lord, I thought, you know, how do we fear God more than we do? It's a respectful awe for God. And you know, Abram had that, and God was testing him, seeing how much do you really respect me? How much do you really love me? How much do you really honor me? One of the ways I think in our lives, you know, you think about that is, how can I show God that I truly love him? By obeying, by doing what he's asked us to do. You know, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And he wants us to do what he's asked us to do. And if we say that we love God, but we don't do what he's asked us to do, God says, doesn't look like it. And God, of course, knows our hearts. But here he's testing Abraham. And this is a great time of testing in his life. And it was a difficult time. And there in verse 3, and Abraham rose up early in the morning. He saddled his ass and took his two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and he clave the wood for a burnt offering, and rose up and went into the place which God had told him of. Now, how old was Isaac at this time? Doesn't really say. I heard a preacher just yesterday. I was listening to a sermon, and he claimed that he was 22 years old. I don't know where he got that information. I don't know if I found any details of that. But if Isaac was let's just say he was in his early 20s. Alright? He gets to the altar, and old man Abraham says, "All right, son, listen, I gotta tie you up now. So hold still. What are you doing, Dad? I gotta tie you up. I'm gonna lay you on this altar. God told me to kill you." If it was a boy, that was only 10 years old, you can kind of see that. He could kind of grab him and tie him up. But a young man, that's another story. Johnny?
The Bible only tells us about Abraham's faith in that situation. It doesn't mention Isaac, but from what we know, Isaac could have had an incredible faith in God as well, and therefore didn't even worry about it.
He may have. Isaac is one of those unusual patriarchs because very little in comparison to Abraham and Jacob is said about Isaac. We don't know hardly anything about Isaac. And, there's the times when he told his son to bring him the venison and he was deceived. But that's just one little segment. You think about all the years of his life and almost nothing said about it. But you may be right. He may have had incredible faith as well. So definitely a challenging time for him. John,
I'm just going to quickly mention just from my thing says here is that the word Beersheba is two Hebrew words, Be'er and Sheba, which literally translates to well of oaths.
Yes, it's going to be showing up again, and I did have that in my notes here, and Ruth just mentioned that as well. Okay, so the next place, back down to Beersheba.
Can I just mention something else?
Yes, sir.
Verse 6 in 22. He took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac.
Yes, but read on. They were walking.
Yeah.
He was carrying it.
Right.
You don't usually put the wood on top of the. You're right.
One way to keep it down.
Yeah. So he was carrying the wood for him. Okay, that took care of that one. That was an easy one. All right. During his youth, back in chapter 21 here in Beersheba once again. Oh, wait a minute. Did I go somewhere else? Okay. I'm getting very confused here. What's going on? This verse, we're up at Mount Moriah, back down to Beersheba. All right. And then, so we saw those verses there in Beersheba. And then here's a picture of the area there around Beersheba. So it gives a little bit of an idea. This is some of the ruins that they've dug up and kind of fortified again. But a little bit of an idea of what the area there would have looked like. Pretty flat. And right around Beersheba there, at least at this particular time, was somewhat green. So it gives us a little bit of an idea. But a very flat area right there in that particular spot. So way down there below the mountain ranges. And so then after Beersheba, it takes us down to Beer Lahairoi. All right, Beer Lahairoi. Genesis chapter 24 and verse number 62. All right, Genesis 24, remember, is all about Isaac finding a wife. And so Abraham sent his servant. The servant went way up to Padan Aram and got Rebekah and brought her back down that whole way. And she gets down there and meets him. But we see here at the end of 24 and verse 62, and it says, "And Isaac came from the way of the well Lahairoi, and for he dwelt in the south country. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field in the eventide, and he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel. For she had said unto her the servant, What man is this that walketh in the field to meet us? And the servant said, It is my master. Therefore, she took a veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all things that he had done. And Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent and took Rebekah, and she became his wife. And he loved her, and Isaac was comforted after his mother's death." Okay. pretty basic, simple wedding there. Right? It makes you wonder. You know, God gives us a very condensed version of things that took place. What exactly, you know, what whether they had some sort of a ceremony? God doesn't tell us any of that, but He does give us the basic things there. But He takes us down there to Lehi-Roi. Now, this place, Beer Lehi-Roi, is an interesting place. This is also the place where Hagar talked with God. Remember there in Genesis chapter 16, when Hagar left home because of the persecution, and verse number 14, Sarah had been persecuting her. And verse 13, it says, and she called the name on the name of the Lord that spake unto her, Thou God seest me, for she said, Have I also here looked after him that seeth me? Wherefore, the well was called Beer Lahai-Roi. Behold, it is between Kadesh and Bered. Right, so, another event there telling us a little bit about this place. It's a place where Isaac dwelt near the same place and spent time down there. So this was way in the south country. So this is quite a bit further south than Beersheba even. So this was, Egypt was over here. This technically, this river here is technically the border of Israel. This is the river of Egypt. So scriptures often talk about the river of Egypt is the lower part of Israel. So this was down in there. So this is called a brook something here, but it's got several different names. But it's the river of Egypt there in some places. Okay, any questions about this? Okay, in chapter 26:11, it mentions it again. And Abimelech charged all his people, saying, He that touches this man or his wife shall die, shall surely be put to death. Alright. So Isaac sowed in the land and received the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. Alright, I'm not sure why.
It says 25:11.
Oh, I got 26, sorry. Glasses. 25:11, thank you, dear. And it came to pass after the death of Abraham that God blessed his son Isaac, and Isaac dwelt by the well Lehi-Roi. Okay, that made a lot more sense. Appreciate your help there. Okay, any thoughts on this before we move on? All right, the next place we find ourselves is up here in Gerar again. He's following Dad's footsteps, unfortunately. Chapter 26 and verses 1 to 17. There was a famine in the land, beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And as we said before here, this the location's uncertain, but there's a fertile region between these two deserts, and that's where they resorted, and that's why Abraham and Isaac went there during the famine time. It was a place that the famine didn't affect nearly as severely. And so he's down there in this place where he ought not to have been amongst the Philistines. And he gets himself into trouble and he lies. And Isaac's lie is just plain lie. I mean, she was a relative, yes, but not his sister. Verse number 7, and the men of that place asked him of his wife, and he said, She is my sister. For he feared to say, She is my wife, lest he, said he, the men of the place should kill me for Rebekah, because she was fair to look upon. You know, you think about this. Every time I read these kind of things, I think, Sarah was so beautiful as an old woman that Abraham was afraid the people was going to steal her, and they actually tried. She must have been amazingly beautiful. And then Rebecca. Maybe. And Rebecca gets the same treatment. You know, she was amazingly beautiful. So, you know, to think that they were that fearful, and men actually were actually doing that. They were taking her because she was so pretty. So this is another area where Isaac follows his father's footsteps, got himself into trouble, and it caused all kinds of grief. And then we see him after this first incident, and verse number 20 of chapter 26, he goes to dig a well. Verse number 20, and the herdsman Well, let's start with verse 19. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. And the herdsmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdsmen, saying, "The water is ours." And he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him. All right. Now, digging a well. That would be very time-consuming, very dangerous, and very difficult. You know, every time I think about digging a well, and I've heard all kinds of stories of that, and even how that you have to be very extremely careful going down into those because of the gases and things like that that can seep into there, and they would even send down a basket with a candle in it, and if the candle went out on their way down, they knew that they couldn't go down there. There was gases in there, so they'd have to do something to try to burn off the gases before they could go down in there. And all that dirt, I mean, can you imagine being down in that hole? Some of them were very deep. I mean, if this thing was even 30 meters deep, a lot of them were deeper than that, and you fill a bucket full of dirt, you're down in the hole, and somebody at the top is pulling that bucket up, you're hoping that rope doesn't break, and that he doesn't mess up anything when he gets to the top, because you're down at the bottom. And I mean, if that bucket breaks, or the rope breaks, it's coming down like a rocket. You better be out of the way or you're done. It was a dangerous job. And so he digs his well. They fight with him over it. And so what's he do? Well, he moves on. We find that he goes down to the next place. That was Sitna. And in Sitna, there in verse 21, and they digged another well and strove also for that also. And he called the name of it Sitna.
They strove not.
What's that?
You said they strove for that as well, but you said they strove not.
It says they strove for it. 21.
Oh, again,
22. Yeah, well, you're getting ahead of me. Right? So they strove again for this one, and then that brings him to this next place. He finally moves quite a ways away this time. Reboss.
I'm doing well tonight.
And that's all right. We're all part of the same. And he removed the fence, and he digged another well, and for that they strove not, and he called the name of Rehoboth, and he said, "For now the Lord hath made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land." Okay, now look at the scale of kilometers here. So this is scale here. So you look at the distance between those two places. Yeah, about like that. So you're looking at about 20 kilometers, okay? So he goes about 20 kilometers away, and he gets down there, and he digs another well. This time, they left him alone and let him be. So that was an encouragement for him. So he's having a difficult time during this time. He had just lied about his wife, and he gets himself in all this trouble, and then they go and dig all these wells. But he's got all these servants, so he's, you know, Isaac's not in there digging, but his servants are digging it and providing for this. And then in his later life, we see him back up in Beersheba again in 26:23. And he went from thence to Beersheba. And the Lord appeared unto him the same night and said, "I am the God of Abraham, thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee and will bless thee and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake." And he built an altar there and called upon the name of the Lord and pitched his tent there. And there Isaac's servants digged a well. They must have liked to dig in wells, or Isaac did, or else it was a necessity. John Ray.
I was just looking up the name Rehoboth. It apparently means open space.
Yeah, okay. Good name for it. Right. So, but he's back up in Beersheba now, and he's digs another well in Beersheba, and the Lord blesses him and provides for him. And, you know, we were talking earlier about the need for more water, even around our area here. But these guys were constantly digging wells in order to find sufficient for their cattle and things that they had.
So where is the Jacob's well? Because there is a place like that today.
Jacob's well was way up here, in just south of, well, it was in Samaria, was where Jacob's well was. So that was quite a ways up there. But a long ways from here. So that is a good thought. I wonder why would be Jacob's well way up there when Jacob didn't seem to spend much time up there.
I think Sometimes, I mean, I'm not saying you just, but what makes these sort of things very confusing is that if you look up a lot of these places today, there's so much capitalizing in tourism in Israel today, especially by, like, you know, the Catholic Church stuff, that it's like you'll get all sorts of answers as to where these places are today, even pictures and stuff. So it's sometimes really hard if you want to figure out where things are, because what the Bible says and what people, tradition has kind of stated as two very different things.
No, that is very true, and it is some of them have a question mark after them because they're not 100% positive where these places are. They think they would have been in those areas, but Jacob's Well was the one that Jesus went to, and that was up in Sychar, which was in Samaria. Okay, good questions. And then we move ourselves back to Hebron again, and this is where Sarah died and was buried, and Abraham was buried in the cave of Machpelah, and Isaac now is buried there. And remember, Isaac was buried by his two sons, Jacob and Esau, and Isaac was an old man by this time. Chapter 35, so we move up all through the early part of Jacob's life, all the troubles and problems that he had, and all those chapters, and get up to chapter 35, and the end of the chapter, verse number 27, and Jacob came unto Isaac his father, unto Mamre, and Mamre was another name for Hebron, it was right in that area. So he came unto Mamre, and unto the city of Arba, which is Hebron, where Abraham and Isaac sojourned. All right, so it tells us here clearly they sojourned there. This is a place where they spent quite a bit of time. And all the days of Isaac were 104 score years. So how many is a score?
20.
So 4 score is 80, so 180 years old. And Isaac gave up the ghost and died and was gathered unto his people, being being old and full of days, and his sons Esau and Jacob buried him. All right, so Isaac here, very old man, 180 years old.
He lived a lot longer than
He lived longer than Abraham. He lived longer than Jacob. He lived longer than all of his close relatives there. So he lived a good old age. Okay, so they buried him there. Okay.
Sasha just says probably because he only had one wife.
Yeah,
well, he didn't stress himself out as much as
that. That's probably true. Could have had a lot to do with it. So, it is true that we don't know that Abraham or Isaac had any more than one wife. A lot of people did in those days, but it's nothing that I've heard and said. So.
Seems like he only had one.
Yeah, it seems like it. You're right. So.